Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Amen. Everybody say with me, the just shall live by faith. I want to specifically speak to you about faith today. God's just been really pressing me to speak on faith today, and I've entitled my message, The Walk of Faith. Faith is a walk, it's not an event. You're born of the Spirit, you are a faith person. You live by faith. The moment you become a believer, you live by faith. Faith pleases God. Amen. And we must learn how to activate our faith, how to live in faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. Without faith, it's impossible. God is a rewarder. So God rewards faith. Amen. Faith pleases God. God rewards faith. And then the Bible says that we are to live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Amen. There's no other way. Everybody say with me, the just shall live by faith. Amen. A believer living in faith has opened to him all the promises and the blessings that God provided. A believer not living in faith has the opposite. It will always be a beggar. Beggar believers. Vagabond believers. Believers living outside of the promised land. Amen. But God has prepared the promises for you and I that we may live in them. Amen. God wants you to experience the promises. Say it with me. God wants me to experience the promises, every heavenly blessing in Christ Jesus is given so I may experience it. Amen. How do I experience it? By faith. The just shall live by faith. Now, what is faith? I want to just look at this very quickly. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony. So when you look at it, faith is the substance. Faith does not rely on the natural senses. Amen. So I don't need to see it to believe it. By faith I believe it, therefore I see it. Okay, so when I'm walking in faith, the Bible says faith is a substance. It's quite incredible. Now, faith is the substance. Substance, it is something that is substance, is tangible. This pulpit has substance. Amen. I can feel it. Hallelujah. There's substance to it. It exists. So faith, when the Bible calls faith a substance, it's actually telling us in the spirit, faith has substance. It is tangible. It is as tangible as this very pulpit here that exists when it's in your spirit. Amen. It's a tangible evidence in your spirit of the things that you're hoping for. So, where does faith find its substance? Faith finds its substance in the Word. Because the Bible says that the world was framed by the Word. The substance we see here had its origin in the real substance, which is the Word. Amen. The Bible says in verse 3, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word. In other words, the real substance, the word framed, established the substance that you are living in. The substance of God's word is more real. It is the original of the substance that you're experiencing, what you see, hear, feel, touch, taste, everything around you. It is more real. Amen. So his word, in other words, is more real than the material things you have. Somebody say amen. So the word substance, that word substance produced the world substance. So faith is the substance. How does faith come? The word comes. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word. I hear the word. The word heard plants into my life the substance that my faith is based on. Amen. My dad makes me a promise. Johnny, I'm buying you a car. I start rejoicing because I know my dad's good for his word. I have the substance. I can already see it. Amen. And I know it's there. So God spoke things into existence. So his word is the original. That same word he spoke into the atmosphere that created the world is the same word that now he speaks into this atmosphere, into my spirit. That same word that he released into the atmosphere that created the substance, now you and I are the temples of God. And his word is spirit, and he speaks to your spirit. So his word comes, his word births substance in me, produces the faith because I have it. It's real. I rejoice over it. I've received it. So Jesus said it this way, when you believe you receive, then you have it. So I've received it. I know that I know. I've got it in my knower, I heard somebody say. So it's produced the substance into me. His spirit speaks, produces substance. And because I have a renewed mind, my soul is good soil. So what is birthed in my spirit, my soul can conceive. And I believe. Therefore, I speak. The substance produced in me by the word creates faith, because faith comes by the word, creates faith. That faith birthed in my spirit, when I believe, my soul is good soil. Therefore, my soul receives it. I believe it. Now I speak it as well. The problem is not the word of God coming to you in its substance. The promise is the mind needs to be renewed so that the word has good soil to produce. So I receive the word. It is substance. My mind is renewed. I can receive it. I believe it, and therefore I speak. Do you see? Faith is generated by the word being birthed in my spirit. The promise. Amen. It comes from there. Faith is not generated here trying to get it down there. Amen. So God speaks his word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by meditating on the word. Amen. Most Christians don't take enough time to meditate so that the word can birth. The substance can take hold. There's been times when the promises of God create such substance in me, like the day when God promised me he's giving me a car. It literally felt like it's going to fall on my head any moment. I knew that I knew. Amen. As I received it in my spirit, its substance. The Bible says it is the title deed. Okay. So when the word of God, the promise of God, births in my spirit, it produces faith. In the spirit, it is the evidence that I am the heir of that promise. That it is mine already. Hallelujah. So because it's mine already, I agree with what the Spirit is saying. Amen. And I speak. The first manifestation of the promise is the word when it becomes substance in me. Once I've meditated on it and I've received it, becomes the reality. Amen. So, if the word is the substance, I must understand that nothing of my five senses confirms that. Jesus said to the disciples, you can't believe unless you see something. Amen. So that means I cannot rely on what I see. Amen. Things look bad, but God gave me a word. Amen. It looks like I'm going down, but God gave me a word. It looks like it's impossible, but God gave me a word. When God sent me out to the bluff, Pastor Fred and them sent me, said go. But the church cannot pay for the land. Believe God. The church could not buy into this place because there's businesses here. And if it does, then the whole church would have been exposed to tax. And the church is a non-profit. Could have lost our tax-exempt status. But God had spoken. The word had found substance. You must take time for the word to become substance, for the evidence to be so real that it's greater evidence than what you see and hear and feel around you. This evidence has to become stronger than what you see. Hello? And what your mind can work out. The evidence was strong. So when that came, and I walked out, I'll never forget walking out of that board meeting. When I made the offer, said, listen, we, the church, will buy this place. 7 million, hallelujah. For me, it was nothing because I knew Durban Christian Center can pay that like that. Amen. But when I walked out of that meeting, I walked out like little Johnny, skinny bones. Because now the church wasn't backing me anymore. But Pastor Fred and the elders and the senior pastor of the church said, Johnny, we believe that is the land. You work it out. But the church can't buy. Amen. So I had to walk out. And when I walked out, it was impossible for me to walk away from this land. I couldn't. Because the substance had been established. The evidence was there. I knew. And so I just kept walking by faith. Amen. And I remember phoning the person selling. I said, listen, you know, church doesn't want to buy it, but I want you to know I want it. I want it. And to make a long story short, Kingdom Financier stepped in, and the next moment, we had this land. Amen. So, God brought us onto this land. But if I didn't have the substance, how many of you know that something like that could have easily blown me off? Are you with me? Intimidated. When you have the reality, in the natural, there was no ways. Amen? But once you have the substance, nothing can stand against it. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith produces substance, reality. It's real. And because it's real, it produces faith in me that if my mind is renewed, I can speak it and agree with it. Most times, what God gives from heaven doesn't find agreement on the earth and cannot produce. God is spirit. You're born of the spirit. His spirit speaks to what? Your spirit. And if your soul is renewed, your soul can tap into it. And you can speak it. Have you ever had times when you're speaking faith, but something in you is saying, yeah, man, it's not for you. Huh? You're speaking it and it's like you're throwing words up at the sky, hoping. Amen. Hoping. Maybe it will be. Who knows? Maybe God will hear. No. Once it's set in you. So God is speaking to you. He wants you to live by faith. Thomas made a decision, I will not live by faith. When the disciples said to him, the Lord is risen, Thomas said, listen, I'm not going to believe until I see it, put my finger in there, and touch him. Only then will I believe. We can't be Thomas believers. Amen. So as a believer, I walk in a different reality. I walk in the word. I receive the word. I meditate on the word. It becomes substance in me. It's the faith by which I speak. The substance produces the faith. It's like the petrol produces the power that the car goes by. But until the petrol is there, who puts the petrol? The word. Amen. The promise made manifest. The just shall live by faith. So we as faith people, what does God require? Believe the word. Speak the word. Don't let your senses intimidate you. Amen. Thomas said, until I see, I can't believe. Jesus said, don't, Thomas, come put your hand here. Don't be unbelieving, but believe. Blessed are those who have not seen, yet believe. Hallelujah. I am convinced your real problem is you're not meditating until it becomes substance, until it becomes a reality in your spirit. Because once it's there, my friend, nothing can withstand, because that word has more power. The word of God has more power than this world. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. You're living of a different kingdom. You're living by a different reality. Hello? When that cancer came against my body, the word was substance. I knew Jesus is the healer. Amen? There's more reality in that than the sickness. Hello. I said hello. Hello too. Here's the thing. Faith is the substance. Let the word become substance so that you speak by the substance, because that's faith. Amen. Most believers think faith is hope. Faith is the substance of what you're hoping for. Because you've already received it in your spirit, you have hope, you know that you're going to see it in the natural. Amen. What has God promised you? What is the word that God promises you? How can you get to what God wants you to have? Go to the word. find the promises in the Bible that says that those are what you have. Meditate on them. Pray until you get it. Amen. Once you got it, nobody can take it from you. No devil, no circumstance. Amen. Your faith might be tried, but it doesn't matter. You know you've received it. Faith can stand the test of time. When Jesus said to the disciples, "We're going over," they should have heard him. When the storm came, they thought they're going under. But Jesus has said, "We're going over." Amen. When the enemy comes against you, sickness comes against you, and the doctor says, "You're going under," said, "No, I'm going over." Amen. I hear your opinions, all wonderful. But I know that Christ is my Redeemer. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Provider lives. I know my Healer lives. Hallelujah. And I stand in that. Amen. God wants us to learn to live by faith. The just shall. Amen. It's not a suggestion. It is a command. Everybody say with me, the word of God frames my world, brings faith to me, creates the substance till the promise is tangible. It's real. It's got creative power. It's amazing. That creative power is released by you speaking. Hallelujah. And that's how God speaks. That's how God created. He believed. And from inside, he spoke. The word of God has got tremendous substance. Amen. So in this week, I believe God wants you to walk in victory. I believe God wants you to get the breakthrough, the things you've been longing for. Take time to meditate on the word of God. Take time to pray over it. Praying in the Spirit. Amen. And that's the thing. You take it, you read it, you pray, but then you pray in the Spirit. Because his Spirit bears witness with your spirit. Hallelujah. And the word is Spirit. Where does the word birth? Spirit to Spirit. Amen. And as you meditate on it, you're renewing your mind until you get it. Hallelujah. A believer who's received the substance cannot be moved. He can't get depressed. Thomas was still in mourning. Even though Jesus risen from dead, everybody else was happy. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Thomas was still in mourning. Until I see. Everybody else rejoicing. Thomas is still in mourning. He's a Christian. He's still complaining. Why is it that I didn't see him? Because you wouldn't believe until he touched it. So God is saying to you today, I've made precious promises to you. Believe it. Amen. Everybody say with me, the just shall walk by faith. Hallelujah. And that faith becomes the tangible. And once it's become the tangible there, it's impossible for it to fail because that word cannot return void. Amen. Everybody say, this week, every promise of God shall come to pass in my life in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.